Now, as we heard earlier, the High Court has begun hearing applications for costs in the case taken by Nikita Hand against MMA fighter Conor McGregor and his friend James Lawrence. Last month, a jury found that Ms. Hand had been raped by McGregor, but not by Mr. Lawrence. She was awarded almost €250,000 in damages. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, has been following today's proceedings. Orla, will you set the scene for us? What's due to happen today?
Well, we are expecting later on today, Rachel, a decision from Mr. Justice Alexander Owens about who should pay the costs of the action taken by Nikita Hand against Conor McGregor and James Lawrence. And firstly, Senior Counsel John Gordon set out the reasons why his side, Ms. Hand's side, is looking for these costs to be awarded against Conor McGregor, the costs of the entire proceedings at the highest possible level. Senior Counsel John Gordon said they were not seeking costs against James Lawrence. He wants all the costs against Conor McGregor. And he said this was appropriate where the entire defence, he said, was run as a joint defence between the two men. And Mr. Gordon told the judge that he had a wide discretion in awarding costs against Mr. McGregor based on his conduct before and during the case, but he did agree that there must be exceptional circumstances to award costs at the higher level. He said the only rational explanation for the jury verdict was that they didn't believe either Mr. McGregor or James Lawrence, and he said Mr. McGregor's conduct before, during and after the trial was relevant. He pointed out that the two men had engaged the same firm of solicitors and that Mr. McGregor had paid all of Mr. Lawrence's costs. He said Mr. McGregor had changed his story, had diverted significantly from his original account in his evidence to original account of events in his evidence to the court, and this was repeated by James Lawrence. He also pointed out that Mr. McGregor was vocally abusive with Nikita Hand in open court, and he said that caused the entire court to stop in its tracks. He accused Mr. McGregor of using vitriol as a weapon to intimidate Ms. Hand and said that was a matter the court should not tolerate. And he raised posts on social media by Mr. McGregor after the verdict. He said specifically that Mr. McGregor had used social media to disparage the court and the jury's verdict, describing the court as a kangaroo court, which he said was a direct insult to the jury. And the judge said it was unsatisfactory, to put it at its most neutral, that a litigant would go on and attack the jury and accuse them of disregarding their oaths.
What's due to happen this afternoon then, Orla?
Well, we heard from lawyers for both men then. Senior Counsel Remy Farrell said the only reason we were having this lengthy case, because cost hearing is usually pretty short and pretty obvious. The person who loses the case has to pay the costs for themselves and for the person who wins. But he said the only reason for the protracted cost hearing was that Ms. Hand had made this extraordinary decision to take a case against James Lawrence, even though she never believed she had sex with James Lawrence. And Senior Counsel Remy Farrell said if Ms. Hand was now in a difficult position in relation to costs, she should go back to her legal advisors. He said she should have taken separate proceedings for defamation or for conspiracy. And he said the judge didn't have this very wide discretion Mr. Gordon had been talking about. And he said a jury isn't obliged to give reasons for their decisions, and it's not open to somebody to come back into court and to seek to parse the result to get higher costs. He said, for example, that the CCTV footage shown in court showed a substantial romantic entanglement between Nikita Hand and Mr. Lawrence. And he said the judge was being invited to go behind the jury verdict and come to the conclusion that they just didn't believe James Lawrence in his entirety. And he said the judge couldn't do that. He said also that the jury had been invited to find that if Mr. McGregor and Mr. Lawrence were colluding, and that if Mr. Lawrence had made up a story that he'd had sex with Nikita Hand simply to make her look bad or to help Mr. McGregor's case, then they were invited to award exemplary damages, but they didn't do that. And he said also that it was grossly overstating the position to say that Ms. Hand had been abused by Conor McGregor in court, and he said the tweet afterwards had nothing to do with costs. And finally, Mr. Lawrence's senior counsel, John Fitzgerald, was shorter again in his submission. He said, of course, his client should get his costs. He said the jury had been invited to award exemplary damage if they believed he'd made up that story. They didn't. They didn't believe there was a made-up story. He said an action was brought against James Lawrence and failed, and it was public. It was proceeded with publicly for an allegation that Nikita Hand never believed in. And he said if anybody was going to get costs at a higher level, it should be his client. Now, the judge, Mr. Justice Alexander Owens, he's described the case at one point during the proceedings today as the most peculiar case he'd ever been involved in. It's not clear whether he was talking about the costs issue in particular, but it certainly has given him something to think about. He has said he's going to go away, he's going to give his decision after 2 o'clock at some stage.
Orla, thank you very much. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell at the High Court.